Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this Thursday, January 6th edition of Public Health Matters. I am Cindy Hilbisch, health educator with the Coshocton County Health Department. According to the Prevent Cancer Foundation, the pandemic has taken a toll on women's health in alarming ways. A survey conducted in 2021 shows an education gap and missed routine preventative care, such as annual exams and screenings, among many women. Why is routine preventative care so important? January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. Per the National Cervical Cancer Coalition, each year, nearly 13,000 women are diagnosed with cervical cancer in the United States, yet cervical cancer is one of the most preventable cancers today. Early detection is key. The Pap and HPV test can help prevent cervical cancers or find it early. A Pap test looks for precancerous cell changes on the cervix that might become cervical cancer if they are not treated appropriately. And an HPV test looks for the human papillomavirus that can cause these cell changes. Both tests can be done in a doctor's office or clinic. Per the CDC, those assigned female at birth should start getting Pap tests at the age of 21. If the test result is normal, your doctor may tell you that you can wait 3 years until your next Pap test. From the age of 30 to 65, you and your doctor can talk about which testing option is right for you, be it the Pap test only, the HPV test only, or both tests together. At age 65, your doctor may tell you that you don't need to be screened anymore, but consult with your physician. If you are a female who is uninsured, underinsured, or does not qualify for Medicaid or Medicare, lives in Ohio, and have a household income of 300% of poverty level or below, the Breast and Cervical Cancer Project may be able to pay for your important cervical cancer screenings, breast exams, and treatment if needed with a participating provider. You can call 1-800-236-6253 to find out more information. But these tests, fortunately, are not the only line of defense against cervical cancer. With cervical cancer being linked to the infection human papillomavirus, we have the HPV vaccine, which protects against the types of HPV that cause about 90% of cervical cancers. CDC recommends HPV vaccination at ages 11 to 12, but men and women can be vaccinated later than this. Starting the HPV vaccination early is best, as up to age 14, only 2 doses are needed. From ages 15 to 26, a 3-dose series is recommended. The HPV vaccine is offered here at the Coshocton County Health Department's Maternal Child Health Center for anyone under the age of 19. You can call today, 740-622-2999, to schedule this important vaccine. And that is it for today's edition of Public Health Matters. Tune back in here on WTNS next Thursday at 12:30 for more health and safety tips.